show you tell me is hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this Friday, the 17th day of March 2006. Got a guest coming on today. Website is hatelawsexposed.org, and this has to do with, well, folks, they just keep wanting to rein free speech down in this country. They just want to pull it. We just can't have all this fanaticism out there, people speaking freely, and especially if they're speaking freely and telling the truth. So we've got Ted Pike on with us today, and we will bring him up after this first break. And also have a clip I think it was James Spader. This thing was pulled, by the way. This was on a television program a few days ago. And I have not played this yet. It's been running ad nauseum here in Austin, Texas. But I'm going to play it for our audience that's, well, worldwide. So I hope you find folks down there in Austin also hear this program. Do not get sick of it. But this is for the benefit of everybody else out there that has not heard it yet. So at any rate, we'll also run that clip. And very interesting goings on with a hate crime. I mean, look, folks, let me tell you something here. I don't care who's behind this. I don't care if it's the ADL. I don't care who it is trying to pass hate crime laws in this country. Yes, it does matter, and yes, the target would be, and the ADL should be done away with. The first thing that should be pulled is their 501c3. My estimation, they're a Zionist political organization fronting, but they're an affront to free speech in the Constitution. Now, where this ties into our little politicians, our little many-headed blood-sucking insects in Washington, D.C., is that they should be pulled directly out of office, not censured. I don't, you know, hearing the claptrap that's going on around George Bush right now. Oh, yeah, well, gosh, you know, he's lawless. He's a renegade, but, you know, a censure, you know, would not be good. The Democratic Party would not be good at this point because we're in a war. No, I'm sorry. The war's over with. Remember, George Bush declared the war over, what, back in March or April or May or something of last year. So the war is over. You keep funding the money for him. You have no spine. You have no backbone at all. So we're not even going to get a censure out of the United States Congress, let alone impeachment. Now, we can't do that because we're in a war. Yeah, you idiots. We're in a war that he got us into. You don't have the spine or the guts to say enough, enough. Not, just pull the plug on this clown. You don't have the guts to do it. But on the other gutless side of things, of the people in Washington, D.C., what should be happening is anybody, any little, and I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Levin or Levy or whatever the heck his name is out of Michigan or the other clown. He really is a clown, folks. I don't care who they are. What we need to do is make an environment that when these guys come out with something like this, their political career is at an end. We got to get away. We got to get rid of the little Marxist carriers out there for the water pails. You know what I'm saying here? We'll be right back with Ted Pike.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
All righty. Well, I'm going to play that Boston Legal clip. James Spader is actually the actor that, and this is in a courtroom, and I have not seen the show yet, but suffice it to say that it sounds like a Cindy Sheehan story to me about demonstration and so on and so forth. Evidently, the client that he was representing, and what you're hearing is actually the summation to the jury. And she was so bold as to withhold her taxes to the U.S. government. So we will play that clip, that audio clip for you. And sorry, Phoebe friends out there, FBI, copyright infringement, my eyeball. This is for research, and it's about a four-minute clip. If you want to come after me on that deal, well, go right ahead. At any rate, go ahead and roll the clip.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
When the weapons of mass destruction thing turned out not to be true, I expected the American people to rise up. They didn't. Then, when the Abu Ghraib torture thing surfaced, and it was revealed that our government participated in rendition, a practice where we kidnap people and turn them over to regimes who specialize in torture, I was sure then the American people would be heard from. We stood mute. Then came the news that we jailed thousands of so-called terrorist suspects, locked them up without the right to a trial or even the right to confront their accusers. Certainly, we would never stand for that. We did. And now it's been discovered the executive branch has been conducting massive illegal domestic surveillance on its own citizens. You and me. And I at least consoled myself that finally, finally, the American people will have had enough. Evidently, we haven't. In fact, if the people of this country have spoken the messages, we're okay with it all. Torture, warrantless search and seizures, illegal wiretappings, prison without a fair trial, or any trial, war on false pretenses. We as a citizenry are apparently not offended. There are no demonstrations on college campuses. In fact, there's no clear indication that young people even seem to notice. Well, Melissa Hughes noticed. Now, you might think, instead of withholding her taxes, she could have protested the old-fashioned way, made a placard and demonstrated at a presidential or vice presidential appearance. But we've lost the right to that as well. The Secret Service can now declare free speech zones to contain, control, and in effect, criminalize protest. Stop for a second and try to fathom that. At a presidential rally, parade, or appearance, if you have on a supportive t-shirt, you can be there. If you're wearing or carrying something in protest, you can be removed. This in the United States of America. This in the United States of America. Is Melissa Hughes the only one embarrassed?
Mr. Shaw, that's a chair for witnesses only.
Really long speeches make me so tired sometimes.
Please get out of the chair.
Actually, I'm sick and tired.
Get out of the chair.
And what I'm most sick and tired of is how every time somebody disagrees with how the government is running things, he or she is labeled un-American.
Evidently, it's speech time.
And speech in this country is free, you hack. Free for me, free for you, free for Melissa Hughes to stand up to her government and say, stick it.
Objection.
I object to government abusing its power to squash the constitutional freedoms of its citizenry. And God forbid anybody challenge it. They're smeared as being a heretic. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American. Melissa Hughes is an American.
Mr. Shaw, unless you have anything new and fresh to say, please sit down. You've breached the decorum of my courtroom with all this hooting.
Last night, I went to bed with a book. Not as much fun as a 29-year-old. But the book contained a speech by Adlai Stevenson. The year was 1952. He said, "The tragedy of our day is the climate of fear in which we live, and fear breeds repression. Too often, sinister threats to the Bill of Rights, to freedom of the mind, are concealed under the patriotic cloak of anti-communism. Today, it's the cloak of anti-terrorism." Stevenson also remarked, "It's far easier to fight for principles than to live up to them." I know we are all afraid, but the Bill of Rights have to live up to that. We simply must. That's all Melissa Hughes was trying to say. She was speaking for you. I would ask you now to go back to that room and speak for her.
From Boston Legal. I think that aired on Tuesday. And James Spader, it's if you've not watched Boston Legal, folks, I first paid attention to it when it first came out, but I haven't watched an episode of it. And, well, and of course, I missed this one. But at any rate, it's kind of a bizarre show. Captain Kirk is there. Oh, that's right. William Shatner. James Spader is part of the law firm, and we can't quite figure out what he is. He just made mention about a 29-year-old, but he said woman, but I think he plays a homosexual in this role. But having said all that, isn't it kind of odd that this ends up on Boston Legal? Isn't this kind of bizarre? And I was thinking, why would that happen? Why would that happen? Well, who pays attention really to television? Do they people actually believe it? Or is this to be ground into the mush of the tripe that you see on television? Not to be regarded as purely infotainment, kind of, sort of. I don't know. It's a strange, bizarre happening. From our perspective, I guess it's a good thing that something like this aired, but I find it highly suspicious, and especially when we use Adlai Stevenson. I mean, we got to throw Adlai in there. Gosh, and if you know anything about Adlai Stevenson, you know, not the best man on the planet. But the mere fact that this went out to the deadhead America out there, I guess, is a good thing. Because this is spreading, and it has crossed the lines between, oh gosh, the hijacked parties. And we're inventing new names for them. I'm hearing new names, the paleoconservative and, you know, versus neocon and, you know, liberal versus Democrat, old style Democrat, whatever. I get hung up in all of these stupid little monikers we hang all over everything, where both parties in this country, ladies and gentlemen, should be paying attention to one thing and one thing only when they're doing their little thing in the District of Criminals. Well, that's why it's the District of Criminals now and not the seat of representative government in this country. But having said all that, if you hold both parties' little funky feet to the constitutional fire, well, then we wouldn't have half as many problems as we have in this country today. You know, it's, folks, it's becoming more and more bizarre in this world, and can be made a lot easier if we progressively take a step forward by conservatively taking a step back. And we once again return to the founding documents of this country that were based on the Bible. And anybody doesn't like that, you want to argue about it, stick it in your ear. Having said all that, I now bring on Reverend Ted Pike. Do we have the Reverend here? We got a slide of pot there, guys. You guys are in there yakking away. I'm only trying to do a show in here. All right, we got them all on track. Good afternoon, Mr. Pike. How are you doing?
Well, real good, John. You hear me applauding here?
No, I missed that.
I'm applauding not only for the first speech, but for the second one. I thought that was very powerful. You know, this was probably written by what we would call a liberal, but it was a liberal of a generation or two ago. It was a liberal of the 60s who had a strong feeling of freedom of speech and the rights of, inherent in the First Amendment and so on. And you're speaking about these political groups being hijacked. One of the great tragedies of the last 30 or 40 years is how the liberals have no longer been true to their great tradition of Berkeley and so on as defenders of free speech, but now they are in favor of these hate crimes laws. And you can go right down the line in Congress, and all the liberals line up in favor of hate crimes legislation, leading us to a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada's, where there's no longer free speech up there. And I'm really delighted sometimes when I do get booked on a liberal program to talk to liberals, because I'm hoping I can rouse up a little bit of that old ancestral fire.
Well, and Reverend, something happened on the way to the Roman Forum here. It was a little thing. Let me see. What was the date? Oh, that's right. September 11, 2001. Which prompted all the legislation that we must protect all Americans, and the best way to protect all Americans is, of course, to rob them of their constitutional rights. Makes perfect sense to me if I didn't have two brain cells that synapsed and talked to each other. But we've been under assault here in this country on constitutional bases, but now they're trying to get even bolder under the pretext of hate speech.
Yes, absolutely. And I was mentioning to you a couple of hours ago when you were booking me that the ADL is about 6 to 7 years late. They're very frustrated. They're desperate to get some kind of federal hate law passed.
All right, hold that thought. We've got to take this break. My guest today, Reverend Ted Pike, and we will continue this conversation with this good man. He's been, folks, you know, how's this one? He's been the only guy in the forefront against this hate speech. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And as we've noted, and I'm just reviewing it right now, make sure that it played well. If you go to rbnlive.com, and that little clip that I played, James Spader's monologue from the video from Boston Legal, that is on our website. Just scroll down the page, and it's right there. So you can take a look at it for yourself. I've got Reverend Ted Pike with me today, and I also have Dale Crowley on the air. Ted, we were able to call him, and he was home.
Wonderful.
And now this was a gentleman that was on, I do believe, WFAX, and on March 3rd of this year, he was told that he had to take a little hiatus because there were certain things he couldn't talk about on his radio program that ran for some 20 years. So if we can digress here for a second, we'll bring up Dale Crowley for a few minutes. I'm very glad he was able to join us on such short notice.
And who am I talking to?
This is your host here. I'm your talk show host, Dale Crowley. I'm John Stattmiller, and we also have Reverend Ted Pike on the line with us.
Nice talking with you, John, and Ted, nice talking with you. You're a good friend of mine.
Hello, Dale. So good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Been a long time.
Here. Now, John, I'm a junior. I'm the son of a militant fundamentalist Baptist preacher who was a pioneer in gospel radio broadcasting.
Which would today make you a religious terrorist, right?
I'm a religious terrorist, yeah. And I am an ordained Baptist minister, but the Bible says there's only one person who deserves the word reverend, and that's God.
Understood.
I think that's in the 118th Psalm.
Okay.
Reverend and holy is his name, not mine.
All right. Well, now a little bit of background here. Your father was the founder of the National Religious Broadcasters, is that correct?
He was one of the original five or six founders, together with William Ward Ayer, Bob Jones, and two or three others. And he was the first executive secretary because he was based here in Washington, D.C., where all the action is.
And the people that owned this radio station, WFAX, and that's in Fairfax, Virginia, correct?
Falls Church, Virginia.
Falls Church. My apologies.
That's okay.
You had known these people for a lot of years.
My father got acquainted with Lamar Newcomb, the owner, founder of the station, in 1953. And Lamar Newcomb was a Coast Guard officer, member of the Federal Communications Commission. He was a Radio Shack man aboard ship. And he and that family still owns the station. It's the only station in the Washington area owned by the original founders.
And on March 3rd, now tell people what type of programming you were doing on that radio station and how long you had been doing it.
I have two programs. One is daily, Monday through Saturday, The King's Business. It's a Bible study program and current events program in the light of the Scriptures. Once a week, since 1986, I've been broadcasting the Focus on Israel radio program, which consists of very objective information on the subject of Israel, from the Old Testament, from the New Testament, from the Talmud, from two of the biggest newspapers, Washington Jewish Week and Forward, and a very little amount of my own comments. And I quoted from many Jewish friends that I've had through the years, including Rabbi Elmer Berger, Al Lilienthal, Haviv Sheber. It was a very objective program, but it told the truth on the subject of Israel. Things that my friend Haviv Sheber told me that the Jews did not want the Gentiles to know about. But he said, don't worry about that. You talk about these things anyway. So that's been going on for 20 years. My wife and I were invited into the office of the owner after my King's Business program Saturday morning, Friday morning, March the 3rd. And in very terse, concise language, the owner of the station, the daughter of the founder, Doris Newcomb, said that I would no longer be permitted to mention Israel or the Jews on my radio programs. I would never be allowed to put on a live program again. In other words, they didn't trust me anymore. Everything had to be checked out and censored. She told me that the Focus on Israel radio program would be discontinued. It would not be broadcast the next day, March the 4th, or ever again. And I was not given an opportunity on a live basis to tell my listeners what had happened, and they still, many of them still don't know. So it was a monumental case of gagging and censoring.
Well, and Mr. Crowley, where did the pressure come from? Did she ever relay that to you?
No, she didn't. I waited for her to do that. I didn't want to prompt her, but I waited for her to do that, but she didn't. And we still don't know, and that indicated to me that she would not tell me, and she never would, and she has not yet, and nobody knows. Nobody at the radio station knows where the pressure came from. We can speculate that it came either from the National Religious Broadcasters that my father founded. They did this 15 years ago, tried to get me off the air. It could have come from the White House, worried about Homeland Security, because I've been talking about Israel's role in the Iraq War.
Or it could have come from Abe Foxman's office at the ADL.
Could have come. They tried. I have a letter in my files from the ADL telling the station to terminate me. It could have come from the Federal Communications Commission.
Okay, hold that thought, if you would, Mr. Crowley and Mr. Pike. We got to take this break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. Excuse me. During the break, I was speaking with Mr. Crowley and his focus on Israel. How many programs do you have in the can over the years that you've done?
Probably 300, 300 or 400.
Well, and I would be more than happy, as we were discussing during the break, I'd be more than happy to take that archive programming and put it on this network on Sundays.
Let me tell your Republic Broadcasting Network listeners right now, they're going to begin hearing me on Sundays. I don't know how soon, but we'll get it going right soon.
Well, and I appreciate that. We're still a fledgling network. We've only been around for approximately a year and a half, but this is the bulwark of freedom of expression, freedom of speech.
I've heard about you. Now, let me mention quickly, I've broadcast about 7,000 broadcasts of the King's Business Radio program, 1,000 of Focus on Israel. You multiply 20 years by 50 once a week, and you get 1,000. So I've been on the WFAX about 8,000 times, 7,000 with King's Business and 1,000 with Focus on Israel. And suddenly, I was terminated on Focus on Israel.
Well, and of course, contract was never brought up. That was never talked about. And have you gotten any indication of how many calls have gone into WFAX over your dismissal?
I can't really mention. Well, I've heard that there are hundreds.
All right. Well, maybe there's a way that we can find out how to direct those people over there that used to listen to you there, direct them over to Republic Broadcasting Network so they can continue hearing. And I would not be opposed, sir, of having you doing a live program if you would have the time. But for right now, we'll settle with the archive
program. I like to do, this was one of the features of the Focus on Israel, was these two Jewish newspapers, very up-to-date information on what Israel and the Jews and the neocons are doing.
Are one of those papers the Forward out of New York?
Forward and Washington Jewish Week.
I get the Forward here as I'm looking at the latest copy right here, right now.
Well, you know from a recent issue of Forward that the Jews invented Betty Boop.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, let's do this because my main guest today, I just wanted to bring you up, and Ted Pike had mentioned that you guys were friends, and I guess you'd had him over for dinner at your home many, many times.
Well, he spent several days in our home when he was putting his book together, Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma.
Well, and I'll tell you what, it's... Things are getting mighty strange here in America. Mr. Crowley, how many times is Jews and Israel mentioned in the Bible?
I've got a concordance, and a lot of your listeners do. You turn to Jews, and you'll find in the Old Testament about 100 times, and in the New Testament 200 times. Only the word is not Jews, it's Judeans. It's a geographical term, something like Southerner or Westerner. People who lived in and around Jerusalem. That's about 300 times in the Bible, and the word Israel occurs 2,500 times.
Now, and you were instructed by the management and the ownership of WFAX that you could not mention either Israel or the word Jew on your program.
Yes, and I mentioned immediately that I'm not going to be able to teach the Bible anymore.
Well, I mean, what else would they prefer that you would take out of that? What next group, special interest group, would want something out of the Bible not mentioned? You know, I think we all recognize here, the Reverend Ted Pike here, and you, Mr. Crowley, you recognize the fact that Christianity is under attack here in America.
Absolutely.
So what is it going to be next that we can't talk about? And that is the danger. This is supposed to be a free country. I am in a constant state of shock. I cannot believe, and I have to believe it because we research it and check it out. It's true. But I'm still finding myself in denial that this kind of thing is happening in America.
It was hard for me to believe. After 20 years, John, I thought I was safe. I didn't think they would touch me. But something happened recently. It could be the Iraq War. Something happened recently that really upset them with my radio ministry, and they demanded that I be terminated.
Well, you will not be silenced on this network, sir. I can guarantee you that.
We're going on, and it won't be long. Please, John, send me some flyers or brochures or information so that I can get to work on it, and we'll get some of these broadcasts to you,
okay.
And some will be live.
All right. Well, that sounds very good. Well, Mr. Crowley, my guest today is Mr. Pike, and I just wanted to bring you up because you two are friends.
I want to hear Ted.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. He can just put you on hold then,
and you can
hear the program.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to Ted, and I want Ted to know that I'm listening to him.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dale.
Okay, good to hear from you, Ted.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Crowley.
How's your father, Claude Pike?
He passed away last summer.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Our sympathies.
Well, any guess into where he went? We all know where he went.
Absolutely.
So we should
be sympathy for that.
I was just going to say, rejoicing for that fact.
Yes.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Crowley.
And your lovely, beautiful wife, Eileen.
Yeah, she's doing fine. Thank you.
Tell her hello for me and Mary.
Yes, we will.
All right. Mr. Crowley, we'll put you on hold. You can hear the rest of the broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, isn't it strange how things work out sometimes, Ted?
Oh, yes, it is. I should mention that back in the early 1980s, my father was very concerned that the Great National Day of Prayer had fallen into disuse. And he and our, my brother and I, we flew an old antique airplane around the country pulling a large banner that said, "Pray for America." We had a huge bullhorn sound system blaring out around many cities and conservative rallies and things like that. And we got a petition together, and with the help of Dale Crowley, his home was open to us up there at Arlington, Virginia, and he and Stan Rittenhouse and some other conservative Christian leaders were very instrumental in helping us eventually persuade the president to reinstate the National Day of Prayer, which is now on the first Thursday in May of every year. Dobson and Campus Crusade and other people took off where we left, but the nation does owe a real debt of gratitude to Dale Crowley Jr. because he has sacrificed a great deal. He's a talented broadcaster, the son of a broadcaster, founder of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, and he's paid a better price, really, for his determination to tell the truth about Israel right there in the nation's capital. He could have had a very large national ministry, but he's fought the good fight.
Well, and it's ironic because when I was with another network, which, by the way, three and a half years ago, they sent me a letter that told me that I should quit discussing the Jews on my radio program, which I found to be really ironic. I have to go out, and to be unfettered, I have to go out and start my own network in order to say what needs to be said and allow people to come up and say what needs to be said on the air. I don't like restrictions. This is why we're not mainstream quite yet as far as taking on commercial broadcasting, because that carries a whole other bag of sins that you've got to deal with and compromise on. Yeah. We don't do that here.
I think Dale will agree with me wholeheartedly that criticizing evil Jewish leadership is an illustrious tradition within Christianity, within the Hebrew faith, going all the way back to all the great prophets of the Old Testament. You can't go very far in reading Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel without them pointing their bony fingers at the evil Jewish leaders and crying out against their sins of polluting the pure waters of God's inspired truth to the Jewish flock, to the Jewish people. And that's basically what Dale and I are doing today. We, as pastors, we are in that tradition of criticizing these evil Pharisaic leaders, just like Jesus did, just like John the Baptist. And this is what the evangelical church has got to learn now, because these evil Jewish leaders, as Rabbi Lappin of Seattle said last summer, he said that the secular Jewish leaders, secular Judaism, as he put it, is in, quote, relentless attack on evangelical Christianity. And we have been conditioned by the ADL and their media and so on to believe that any criticism of evil Jewish leaders is anti-Semitism. Well, if that were the case, then Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, John the Baptist, Jesus Christ would be some of the most notorious anti-Semites in history. And, of course, nobody lays that charge to them. There's a tremendous difference between warning and reproving these evil Jewish leaders all the way from Foxman to Sharon in Israel traditional, or I should say vulgar, anti-Semitism, which is racistic, such as which Adolf Hitler believed, in which they believe that the Jews are inherently degenerate and subversive and corrupting and things just by virtue of heredity. That's racism. That is anti-Semitism. But calling out, like Dale and I do on the airwaves as ministers of the gospel, reproving these antichrist evil Jewish leaders, that is the Bible. That is the essence of the prophetic mandate going all the way back.
And Ted, and hence the stink about Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ. And I've got an ongoing debate here with one of our own talk show hosts on this network. He says that it's the Vatican, and it's certain emanations from the Vatican, and I'm thinking about this, and I'm going, well, wait a minute, the Church of Rome was not around when Jesus Christ was put to death. Those were the Pharisees.
That's right.
And I chide people, and I tongue in cheek about the pharmaceutical prescription that we're under here in America, these TV evangelists with the Judeo-Christian stuff. I've about had it up to my eyeballs. What? Another interesting thing came to pass. You're aware of the Nutricardi organization.
Oh, yes. Okay. Rabbi Beis. Rabbi Beis, yes.
Yeah, and I've had one of their rabbis, Yisrael David Weiss, on the air.
Yeah.
And he came right out and said it. He said, look, he says, the Torah-believing Jews, the conservative Jews, not these actors, not the people that are Zionists for the political organization or the Kabbalist out there or whatever. He said, look, he says, our teachings tell us there was a reason why we were banished to all four corners of the earth. We made God mad. So we are not to have our own country until the Messiah comes. Now, unfortunately for them, they're still waiting for what the Christians have already witnessed. But we didn't. We digressed from that. We didn't argue about that. As a matter of fact, I said that right at the top of the broadcast. What I was interested in was why this organization was building so much, and then the Jews are starting to walk out from underneath the Kabbalistic tent, if you will, and they're starting to wake up. They're starting to understand that, wait a minute, so when somebody mentions anti-Semitism here, it is not directed at a Jew being a Jew. Any more, Ted, than me going after a Roman Catholic priest because he molested some woman or some man or some family's child makes me anti-Catholic.
Absolutely. You know, Rabbi Lapin, he has an organization called Toward Tradition. He has a weekly program on Trinity Broadcasting Television Network. And he's saying exactly what you're describing there. He has a hotline for Christian evangelicals who are being called anti-Semitic by the ADL. And he advocates for these Christians, and he is extremely critical of these evil Jewish leaders of ADL B'nai B'rith, saying exactly what I'm saying about them, basically, that they are stimulating anti-Semitism by their hate laws, hate crimes legislation around the world. They are taking away freedom of speech. They are incurring tremendous enmity, tremendous anger from people who correctly realize that they are Jews, and then they collectively blame the Jews, so the rates of so-called anti-Semitism go up. And then you see the ADL capitalizes on that. It stirs up anti-Semitism in the first place, and then it sends out its mailers, its fundraising letters to all of its millions of constituents around the world, and says anti-Semitism is on the rise. You send a big fat check to ADL to stop anti-Semitism. So you see, it's a vicious cycle. And many, many Jews, especially in America, where there has been a lot of assimilation, there's been more of a liberal interpretation of the Talmud and so on, many, many good-hearted, well-intentioned Jews are extremely angered, but at the same time they are bullied by these huge organizations, these vindictive organizations like ADL and JDL, the Jewish Defense League, who make it very clear that they can get really downright nasty to you if you cross them.
Well, and a lot of people don't even understand, Ted. They don't even understand how Israel was founded and who were the founders of it. I mean, this is, in my estimation, this is one godless nation.
Yes, it is.
And the fact that when you decry Israel, because now, you know, we come up to speed, present day, Middle East, isn't it ironic that the United States is in there doing away with the enemies of Israel right now? We seem to forget that Israel right now is killing Palestinians, probably as we speak right now.
Yes.
These people were they've been around a long time. They had their own homeland that was to be ready to be set up. But somebody got the bright idea, what was it, back in 45 or 47, that, well, Israel should have their own country.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, the focus shifted to the state of Israel and the building of that. And it turns out to be quite a secular nation, and they get quite nasty over there. Saddam Hussein would allow Christians in his country. They would allow them to preach if they wanted to.
Yes.
Saddam Hussein's own housekeepers were Christian. You know why that is? Because he could trust them. He said, I have them because I know they won't steal from me. I know they won't rob me. They won't betray me. They're good people. They're good, honest people.
Right. Well, you know, the central point of agreement between political Zionism and the evangelical Christians has been that God no longer requires obedience for the Jewish people in order to go back to his holy promised land. And this is a very foundational truth of the Old Testament. You go to Deuteronomy and books of the law, and they are very emphatic. God says again and again and again, he says, if you do not live in justice and righteousness and peace in the land of promise, he says, I'm going to kick you out. I'm going to expel you. And further, he goes on and says, I'm never going to let you back in until you repent and you humble yourself before me and give me this kind of contrition and obedience that I've got to have. You know, I've got to have a holy people living in a holy land. And even Moses presumptuously smote the rock and caused water to come out. And God said to him, he says, I'm never going to let even you go into the Holy Land because you did not sanctify me before the people. One infraction. And so, and then I should just mention that God did have obedience out of the Hebrews when Joshua and Caleb finally took them into the land. They were obedient for a generation, so God let them in because they were obedient. And the same was true when Ezra and Nehemiah brought in the Jews after the Babylonian exile. But you see, what we have that is so tragically lawless, spiritually and lawless today, is that for the past century, the evangelicals have been in perfect agreement, perfect lockstep with these Bolsheviks and anarchists and secular humanists who came down out of Eastern Russia and said, we don't have to wait on God. We'll go in there and take it by force.
They want a godless America, and these were the fine folks, the B'nai B'rith, the ADL, along with, I call them Southern Perversion Law, the Morris D's group down there. These are the guys that were in the background pulling the strings to get the Ten Commandments pulled out of the rotunda down there in Louisiana. I think we remember that story. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
A country to stand in his name for righteousness? Are we still that country? Or have we had our pharmaceutical prescription spoon-fed to us to the point we can't think anymore? This Judeo-Christian deal, it's been an abomination, as far as I'm concerned, for true believers out there going after spirituality. They've been deceived. It's amazing. You want to talk about God moving in mysterious ways. About 6 months ago, Ted, on Haaretz's online site, they were doing an anniversary of some sort, and let's vote on who the best 10 Israelis were, and they had Ben-Gurion, and they had Ariel Sharon, and they had the usual crowd there. And I emailed them with my vote, with a little note on there, and said, you know, I said, it's rather fascinating. What I wanted to do was point out that there was organizations, Torah-believing conservative Jews in this country, that were speaking out against Israel. And I think that their list would be a little bit different than what they were asking their people to respond to. Well, the first email didn't get posted, so I had to email them again to remind them that this is not a group of self-hating Jews. And they put it on their website and put NutriCardi's website up there.
Good.
So I would like to think that I've made a little inroad in there to Israel. People in Israel, a lot of people over there aren't happy either. A lot of them are finding out that they have themselves been deceived, that this great grand plan that's been put together is not exactly, driven by the motivations of God's people.
That's right. And the fact is, the great hype, the great propaganda promotion for Zionism in Israel throughout the last century has been that, considering their record of expulsions and pogroms and anti-Semitism against them, wouldn't it be wonderful if they could go to a land that was the land of their nativity, where they could have peace and freedom from anti-Semitism? But you know, the scriptures say there is no peace to the wicked. It is true. Someday I believe that God will bring back a believing remnant out of the great tribulation and will give them peace for 1,000 years. I believe that's promised in Revelation 20. But for the present, we have what amounts to a false return, a counterfeit return, which, as I said, was not based on obedience to either Jesus Christ or even Moses. It's secular. It's an abomination. In fact, to Tel Aviv today is basically the whorehouse of the whole Middle East, specializing in female slavery and pornography and brothels and so on. Israel is far, far, far from ever meeting the standards which God imposed upon the Hebrews in the time of Joshua or in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. This is a false system over there. It's a false manufactured return, and paradoxically, it has not brought peace to the Jewish people. In fact, I would venture to say that the most dangerous place on planet Earth today to be a Jew is in Jerusalem.
Well, see, and what I'm attempting to do, you know, there's a reason why Abe Foxman's gang up there, and the criminal gang, won't touch me or this network, is because they know I know the difference. They don't want to bring any attention to this network at all, because from time to time I run a series of programs, exactly what we're doing like today, and they don't want to draw attention to us. Now, I would very much like to see their 501c3 or whatever tax-exempt status that they have. I would like to see that pulled, because they are a political organization. They are going after the United States Supreme Court ruled, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is a Christian nation. It's on the law books there. All you have to do is look it up. These people are anti-American. They're anti-Christ. They're anti-Christianity. And I would like to see them scoured off of our land. What do you folks think out there? 800-313-9443 into the next hour. We'll take some more calls. Mr. Pike is going to stick around with us for this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. We'll take the top of the hour short break here. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.